Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to KSDAD Radio, Friday the 13th Slasher Horror Extravaganza. And now, let's go to our host. Take it away, guys.
I know you'd be expecting the first film, but due to technical difficulties, a.k.a. my Blu-ray of Friday the 13th Part 1 decided to go ass up at the worst possible time, we're going to do Part 2, and probably a lot of fans are going to like that because for some reason the fans hate Part 1. Why?
I don't understand it myself, but I remember throughout the years, Part 2 was one that never got put on TV very much during the 80s and early 90s. It was always the first one or Part 3, then, you know, Jason turning to Undead Ghoul, and, you know, the one where he's going up with the psychic girl. Those are the ones that played all the time, but they never really played Part 2 that very much, unless it was like, you know, TNT. But even then, it was rare.
Well, once you've seen the uncut, you realize if they cut out all the gore and violence of Part 2, as lean as it is, there's not much movie there.
That's true. Very true, but...
This
yeah,
may be... Let me check the time here. No wrong. See, this is what happens when you have over a billion DVDs. You just keep looking all over the place for the one to want.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it says it's 85 minutes.
Well, look at the running time on your Blu-ray. I can't find the case, damn it.
Mine says 85 minutes, so we better hop into it pretty quick.
Yeah, 85 minutes with 10 minutes worth of violence. You try putting that in a two-hour time slot.
Well, it works, sort of, maybe, kind of. I don't know.
All
right.
This was all the problems that they had. Because when Friday the 13th came out, it was mucho dinero. And they were like, how are we going to make the sequel? We killed the killer.
Yeah, and that's where that's.
You know, money is more important than anything. So they decided that. This dream that happens at the end of the first one, this would be the starter of the second one. And in 1981, it's a year later, same summer, almost pretty close to the first same weekend the first one came out.
Yes.
We got this, Friday the 13th, Part 2. So we've got it keyed up at exactly 3 seconds in, right when the Paramount Mountain focuses in. So are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
And more importantly, hello there to all our new witnesses on our new two podcast servers, which I forget the name of because I'm a dummy. Tuned In and Sketcher. Welcome to the to the KSDAD universe, and thank you for watching your first new live show since we started.
Wait, and that's pretty awesome, and I'm very proud of you, Steve, for getting us on those servers. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. And with that, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. Now, is Paramount as a studio still around, or did they were they bought out by a different company?
No, they're around in name only. Steve Miner was a producer and a back behind the scenes worker. This is his first straight movie, and you got to admit this is one hell of an atmospheric beginning.
It is definitely.
I mean, you get the little kid going, the itchy spider comes down the spider spout.
I'm just waiting to see like a little paper boat pass by. Hey, Georgie.
This is before it.
I know. I'm just being silly. Oh, man.
And there's the intro of our hero and the star of every other damnable darn one of these films, Mr. Jay Voorhees.
Yes. And this one is quite the fashionable dresser. And just so, just a reminder,
this is the biggest question of the whole series. How the fuck did he track her down?
Good. He read the script, possibly. And no,
what?
There is no hockey mask. I think he read the script. That's how. And there is no hockey mask in this one. I think that comes in part three.
That didn't come into part three.
Right.
Which leads to one of the bigger controversies of the series. Look better, Sackhead or...
And spoiler, that was from the first film.
This is the whole fucking end to the first film, pretty much.
I know. For
those
of you who aren't familiar with
it. You know what we call this in the old country?
What is that?
Padding.
A slice of life? Oh, yeah, padding.
And I'm sorry, but people talk about Jason, Freddy, and Leatherface and all that. That's the baddest bitch I know.
And Mama,
you know why?
Voorhees?
30. Wasn't it about 30 years between the accident happened to Jason in the first film?
I don't think it was 30 years, but it was at least 10 to 15. So.
Yeah, 10, 15 years she was hiding in the woods, poisoning the water, cutting the power, killing motherfuckers, and no one found her or even suspected it was her.
Okay, that's a lot of skill right there and a lot of psychotic episodes.
Yeah. And this is another reason, I mean, I've never heard stories of this movie come up short, but just looking at this, it pretty much seems like it damn sure come up short. Because this is an insane amount of padding for just the first 5 minutes of the movie.
But, you know, it gets the job done. Just, you know,
for
anybody who missed the first film.
It's only been a year and it was before VHS, so it probably wasn't theaters or revival theaters.
Oh, yeah, this did come up before VHS, you're right. Yeah, the home video market.
And like
didn't
I said,
really
this was only 85 minutes. So all this padding, which is 8 minutes. No, 4 minutes. So right now we're just going to have like 80 minutes worth of story. And plus they're going to have to cut all this gore out except for the first time USA showed this. This. They accidentally left in the decapitation scene. Can you imagine the complaints from the parents?
Oh dear. Well, you know, actually the parents back then had some valid complaints. Nowadays everybody complains about anything. Oh, my underwear's so tight. I'm offended. There's a jump scare coming. I pooped myself. I'm offended.
One of the top three jump scares of all time, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say this.
I love it. The music is so quiet. And, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is one of the best jump scares I've ever seen. Also, including the jump scare from The Exorcist 3. That was really good because you didn't expect it. Really,
yeah,
really
that
good.
One's the best. Okay. 6 minutes of padding.
Yep.
This scene was added after the movie was finished so they could do the sequel.
Yeah.
And they wanted her to come back for the second one, but she didn't know if she would or not. So they created this whole beginning. Because originally she was, they always wanted a hero, main through character in these series, but it just never worked out.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think they, I completely lost my train of thought. Sorry about that. They wanted to try it out also further down the line in the films. I forget the young woman's name, but she played the psychic girl who fought Jason in 7.
Yeah, Carrie.
Or 8. Yeah. Yeah, and they wanted to keep her in, but she's like, nope, they didn't want to do it. So every movie has got a new girl or, new survivor, except for the first one and this one.
Well, no. 4, 5, and 6, the Tommy Jarvis crap trilogy.
Oh, yeah. But I was going for, like, a surviving female.
And, you notice that guy she's talking to on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
That's her brother?
In real life?
He was the Jason Hunter in Part 4.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, remember he handed her the paper and it said, and it had her picture and it says, girl vanished from apartment, blood everywhere, nobody ever found.
Yep.
That was just another way of them keeping her alive. I mean, they've always wanted, had a hard on to get her back, but she's never done it.
Yeah. Did she do any other major films or not?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Hold on, talk a little bit, and I'll look it up on the IMDb box.
Sounds good. Yeah, when I watch movies from the early 70s and 80s, I always like to look and see if I had any exposure during the stuff in the scenes, like the olive drab colored refrigerator. Believe it or not, where I used to live way, way, way back in the foothills of the Catskills, we had one of those drab olive green refrigerators just like that one. Don't ask what the toilet looked like. Oh, that was weird. But anyway, that was a rental house back then.
Yeah.
But I just love some of the colors and the fashion statements when it comes to decoration. I don't know. I'm kind of stuck in the 50s through the 80s. I don't know.
Yeah. How do you like the how they pulled the psycho fake scare there?
That was a good one.
And another big question, how the fuck did Jason know how to use a phone?
Right. Because he read the script. And he had help from the assistant director. Can we get the Jason grip? We need them to call somebody.
Who?
The Jason
Hello?
Grip. Hey, I'm here. Are you there? Can you hear me, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you were saying hello in the movie. I gotcha.
No, I was, I'm still trying to find out the information.
I gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, this is a creepy little scene right here.
It is. I like how the camera just, tracks her going backwards. That's kind of, I hope it was on a track or something, because that would have been a real hysterical if the camera guy fell over backwards.
Okay, I got it. Her. Come on, computer, be fast for a second. Okay. Wow. she was playing Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th Part 2, Inherit the Wind, Behind the Lines, and Saturday Night Fever and Hair.
Oh.
Other films she's done is What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Butterfly Room, Tales of Poe, and Our American Bully. She's had a pretty decent career.
Yeah, definitely. And this is also one of the films that rely on the cat scares every once in a while. Good little kitty. Good little kitty. Oh, I love the stove.
At least they didn't throw the cat. You notice that's a big subgenre of the cat scare?
Is throwing the cat? Not a fan of that.
Yeah. You can see from there the skin is like, the cat's thrown in there. Oh!
Yeah.
And look at the cat. This is a loyal cat bar. Fuck this shit. I ain't saying nothing. That's how loyal cats are.
Oh,
but it's spooky to pull out a knife. And how nice of Jason. He took the kettle off the stove for her. He's a polite son of a bitch, isn't he?
Yeah. And I can guarantee you, if Spooky ever saw something happen to me, he'd freak out. I know he would.
And Amy Steele, her other big movie was, which I hated, Warrington Gillette. From what I heard on the con scene, he's a pretty decent guy.
Cool.
But then there's the guy that was the stunt person at the end of the movie, who tries to say he did all the role and all he did was jump through the movie, but he's a total Peterhead.
The gentleman you're talking about is completely unrelated to one of the newer Jasons, right? Or is he the same guy?
No, unrelated.
Okay, unrelated, all right.
And here we are with Henry Manfredi again, Manfredi. Sorry I burned your name. You can call me a son of a bitch if you want. Sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Frank Mancusco Jr.
His name is
Sean Cunningham edited this. He didn't want to come back to it. It made him money, but he didn't want to come back to it.
I really don't understand. If something makes you a boatload of money, why stop? Unless it's illegal or immoral. I would have kept going.
This was Steve Miner's first really big film, and you know he's had a pretty decent career.
Oh, yeah. Back when trucks were trucks and four-wheel drive was the thing. That is a nice truck.
Why would you have the gas station on a downhill slope? Just saying.
That's a great question.
I want to be him when I get old.
It's a death curse. Dude.
It's a death curse. You're going to die, you're going to die. What in the hell is that?
What?
That weird thing he's in. Why don't he pull out his cell phone?
Oh, it's a phone booth.
What? No, we didn't have those back here. We had cell phones.
Oh, no. It was definitely a phone booth. Yeah, it's a phone booth.
You
can find them at subway
booth.
Stations and so on.
Well, thank God Carl's here. He'd want to go in that store and take cold cut and cheeses. You're all doomed.
Okay, Doomsayer trivia for you. Was this one the first films that actually did like the You're Doomed guy or did was
No
there,
Friday the
13th.
It was the same guy,
right.
Crazy Ralph.
That's okay.
But yeah, the Friday the 13th franchise was the one who started the You're All Doomed character.
Doomed. And there goes their truck.
That was the quickest damn tow job I've ever seen. That didn't sound right.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker! Oh, They got the most efficient car thieves in town.
Yeah, they do.
And how the hell did he get it hooked up to that big bar? And here's another geographical question. Why the hell is Camp Crystal Lake so damn close to town?
Well, that's a great question, because in all my travels to any Crystal Lake, it's been in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's a Camp Crystal Lake
right here. Look, that's the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, Litchfield.
He's a kind of macho. He takes it seriously.
Now, I've actually been to a camp, to a Boy Scout camp, that was supposedly used for Friday the 13th, the first film. I can't verify it because it was a ton of years ago. So I really can't verify it, but I've been through several states where there's a camp.
I know the camp, probably was, and they didn't open the camp up to the Friday the 13th crowd. So maybe last year they had like a big camp out thing once they started to get broke. He's worried about that pussy-ass log in the road.
Well, what I was saying was I went with my Boy Scout troop because we were camping there. We actually had arrangements to go camping there just as campers.
That shows I'm country. They're acting like that log they're dragging out. I'm like, oh, you pussies.
Yeah, right. Well, then, anybody who's grown up in the country like us
would
definitely move
that.
That. I was just going to say that. Oh, child.
Someone sold that sign on eBay. Got about $2,000 to $4,000 for it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing what fans will buy.
I'll tell you what, I still want to get a piece of the old chapel from Evans City Cemetery. But unfortunately, I can't find those anymore. You see, I really screwed up in the past.
You know why?
I met Kyra Shunk.
Because they cut every bit of the old chapel and turned it into necklaces so they could be scumbags and screw the fans out of every penny they can.
I know. Kyra Shunk. Kyra Shunk, one of the actresses from My Living Dead, was selling pieces of the original farmhouse because it actually got torn down and it burned and the rest of it got torn down or something. But, she got permission from the landowners to do that. And I'm kicking myself for not picking one up.
That's the man there. He's in a wheelchair and he gets pussy. And good looking pussy. Oh, shit, dude. Yes, in the 80s, if you were cool, you wore those stupid stomach.
Yeah. That's not a bad sight at all.
Ooh, bullseye! Yes, guys, shooting a girl in the ass with a slingshot would get you late in the 80s.
No, it'll get you arrested. Big difference. Big difference.
Or just get the shit kicked out of you.
Yeah, they're publicly shamed. Ugh, wow. Times have changed.
Gravy.
That's gross.
Speaking of something that, if you found it just like that, would cost you a shitload of money.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay,
how
I'm gonna make
a convertible bike, too. Just that starry look in my eyes.
Yeah. You know, I used to have a Volkswagen thing from 1975. Had a to sell it, unfortunately, but oh well. But yeah, every time that guy pops on screen until he fights it, spoiler, I will be saying that first. One in gag. Sorry. I have to.
Yeah. The reason it's so hard to find a mint condition VW bug like that is that parts were shittily made and were prone to rot.
Yeah,
dry
and
rot.
The underframe of the Beetles, because it's not a, they weren't made like our regular cars where you actually get up into the under of your car, because literally the engine was in the back and all there was just a drive shaft, sort of, depending on which model you had. And the trunk was in the front, engine is in the rear. So basically that was just a flat panel of steel. And I'll tell you, some of them rotted out real quick, which is really, really sad.
Okay, there was the dumbass moment of the film. You could have called, but your phone's not working. Oh, shit.
Yep. Tell you what, in the 1980s, if your phone didn't work, GTFO. Now, if your phone does work and the phone calls are coming from inside the house, run! Oh, thanks. God, that's
beautiful. At least
beautiful.
This one, they put in the continuity that her car is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I think, too, so many slashers where they don't put it in the film that the car is a piece of shit, and then when the shit hits the fan, why aren't you working now? Yeah, why ain't it working?
Oh, come on.
There's one slash parody I've seen, Wacko, where it happened to the girl, and then it fanned over, and the killer was holding her carburetor in his hand.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like little funny touches like that every once in a while.
Yeah, because Jason's don't like girls on their period.
Okay, that was random.
Well, so was him talking about bears.
True.
I've never seen a damn bear in this movie.
Okay.
This series.
Okay, I'm going to pull a little grump. I'm very familiar with the VW engine. I've worked on one for years.
Uh-huh.
There is nothing at that point of the engine that would spray out junk like that. It's on the other side. But anyway, I know they did that for, for the chuckle, but still, it just kind of earth.
Hey, like that, we just watched the first 5 minutes of the movie again, and guess what? They're telling us the movie the first 5 minutes of the movie again. That has to be a record for padding, telling the same story twice.
Well, does it do anything for dramatic effect, in your opinion? I think that is a no.
You say dramatic effect, I say they didn't have a damn script and they were scrambling on their ass to try to figure out what to do. Hey.
More than likely. Hey, dude, let's show the story.
What happens to the black guy in this movie? I don't see him get killed. He's right there.
I don't remember. I think he does the smart thing and leaves early.
Oh, yeah, there was a group that was in town, weren't they?
I know. It's been a long time since I've actually watched it, so I'm kind of trying to fill in the blanks myself.
Yes, I had me a silk baseball jacket in the 80s. They were cool. Unless it was cold and you were fucked.
Yeah.
Huh? You know that Jason's kind of a peep freak, a little pervert.
Yeah, very. that was a there was a study, I think, or just let's say a talk in the psychology community about how slasher films and movies like this kind of lean toward the voyeuristic tendencies, and that's why people enjoy them.
Can you give me that
or
costume
that.
For Halloween?
We could probably put something together like that real quick.
That's the kind of costume I can think of any guy looking scarily disturbing in.
Yeah.
They would use that mask on Friday, too. Had Jason go around with that.
I would laugh so hard if it did that. It would just be pretty funny.
That's luck. That's luck. 80s wicker furniture. You gotta love.
Oh, yeah, and the headbands and the sweatbands.
Hey, Jason's being a little feet freak. He's looking for the girl stripping.
I remember.
I've been hanging around with that bitch.
Well, she is kind of cute.
Yeah, but she's a real bitch.
I know.
Oh, shit.
The dog's like, nope, get me out of here.
Yeah, fuck this shit, I'm gone. I'm going with the black guy. I'm running.
Yeesh.
Hey, I know some girls that like to get their brains pong, damn it.
I can't.
This is the first movie I've seen where the girl survives to be the final girl for no discernible fucking reason at all.
Yeah, really.
She just doesn't get killed.
And she never shows up for part three.
That hat.
Yeah.
You cover up my bald spot. Oh, wait. Yeah, there that one. I can get that hair to stick under two fake hair.
You look like Sam Kinison. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, Sam Kinison without the drugs.
Yeah.
This is as close you're going to get to see boobs in this film, buddy. So you better enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the MPA censored the hell out of the kills in this movie, when if they released this in the same shape in after PG-13, I think this might pretty be PG-13.
I was thinking about that. It would be definitely early 80s PG-13 because wasn't Lost Ark PG? And Temple of Doom PG?
Yeah. The three films that created PG-13 are Gremlins, Return of the Jedi, and and Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. Parents got very mad that those movies were PG movies. See, this beats the so-called cliche, oh, the final girl has to be virginal. I don't know, the girls in the Friday the 13th films, especially the first couple, they weren't very virginal,
yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Nah, nope, not in Friday. Ooh, okay.
But then that's the cliche that snuck in, oh, she's innocent, she's virginal, that's why she survives.
No.
Crazy old drunken Ralph. This is one of the nastier kills in the movie.
I had to run out here, and I'm probably going to miss the kill. Unfortunately, I had to run away from the TV because Spooky tried getting out of the house, and that's not good. Okay. I got him. We're okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right here, we're at the part where Crazy Ralph is strangled by barbed wire.
Yeah.
And it's another one of those Fade to White cut kills. Because I'm one of the rare beasts. My video store in the 80s, for some reason, Paramount, when they issued the very, very first run of Friday the 13th Part 2, there was a 1 in 10 chance that you were going to get an uncut version of the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
1 in 10.
The Crazy Ralph scene continues just a little bit longer with the blood running over there. The reason they didn't do the uncut version for the new special edition Blu-ray, DVD, whatever, is that the footage had rotted away by the time they found it.
That reminds me of a story about Evil Dead 2. The scene in Evil Dead 2 where Ash kills Evil Ed is extended by several seconds, and you actually see the body parts flopping on the floor. I've actually seen that full, complete, uncut version. And there's also a part where Ash gets possessed and eats a squirrel. Now, I've seen... This is the Japanese Laserdisc, which was out for about 2 months. Then they switched everything around. They reissued the Blu-ray. I actually saw it on USA Up All Night Long. Then I saw it on a VHS
copy.
Nowadays,
they were going to add those back, but nowadays there's not good enough quality material.
Exactly. Don't kill the puppy.
Oh, that's a sick fucking joke.
Yeah.
A dog ran into Jason and they showed hot dogs being cooked on the grill.
Did Jason actually kill a dog?
He pretty much just
remember.
Left that poor dog.
Man. I don't.
You're a muffin. Muffin, that's good. I will make a muffin out of her. Yes, I'm making ant-eating dog-eating jokes. Deal with it.
You know, there's a whole anime series where the running joke through every single episode is, we're going to eat the dog, but they never do. And the dog's name is Kimchi.
Yeah, XL Project.
XL Saga. Yep, XL Saga.
Saga, yeah. That's hilarious. In one of the episodes, the dog singing a whole song how scared to death that it's going to be eaten one day.
Yep. That's funny.
Chainsaw. And we always got to have a scene where everybody's in bikinis. You see, that's what I liked about the 80s. We didn't give a fuck. If we wanted to go swimming in our shorts, we wore our fucking shorts.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if you try to swim in blue jean shorts, they kick you out of a pool.
Yeah.
Why?
So,
I don't know.
Killer seaweed, anyone? Anyone? Killer seaweed? Oh, wait, that's Creepshow 2. Or is it Creepshow? Yeah.
What?
I don't remember which one.
Seaweed, yeah.
The killer seaweed, yeah.
Yeah, here's a plot point they really don't carry over is that this summer camp is like 2 miles down the road from Camp Crystal Lake, and it isn't Camp Crystal Lake.
Right. It's one of those close enough of that'll do.
Yeah. I mean, here's something I don't understand about these movies. People get killed in this area, an insane freaking amount. People still live there.
Yeah, and nobody notices anything until the last, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, dude, I found this house. How much is it for the summer? It's $50. Cool, where is it? Crystal Lake. Fuck you.
I ain't doing it. Nope.
They had some goofy-ass hats back in the early 80s, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, here's the only scene. This one in a Friday the 13th reboot are the only one that use this whole the camp is their gimmick.
Yeah.
You know, for someone who's supposedly a backwoods guy living in the woods in a tin shack that he made himself, homeboy keeps his pants clean and they ain't worn out.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can tell it's the early 80s because they're wearing tube socks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the ones
that everything
just pop out
socks in the 80s. I think that's why Jason killed him, because he just fucking hates tube socks.
Could very well be.
Oh, my God, I forgot to show this. What about you?
Oh. It's just a little shih tzu.
Well, it's going to be a little shit out of Jason's took this in a couple of days. You know, that sheriff wants to arrest everybody incident, but the crazy motherfucker in the city... Crazy motherfucker living in the woods. Oh, fuck him. I ain't going to arrest him.
Yeah, really. It makes you really wonder if the sheriffs or the police in this universe actually pay attention to any events. It doesn't look like it to me.
Yeah, let's get some goddamn pull whips out, beat the shit out of them in front of everybody.
Hello!
Okay, it's like, why is half of her ass, oh, that's a hat, my bad.
I was just going to say, that's a hat. Unless she's got a fuzzy butt cheek. And then that's pretty weird anyway.
Yeah. I would be like, damn, what the hell happened to her? They ripped off half a butt cheek. Oh, there he is. I couldn't stand wearing no damn sackhead mask. I did a sackhead. Well, this video game magazine came out with sackhead from Resident Evil 4.
Uh-huh.
That you could use for a mask. It's pretty damn cool, except for one thing. They're itchy as hell.
Oh, I know, because they're like...
itchy as hell. How could you wear an itchy mask?
I don't know.
And why is Jason self-conscious about his face? I mean, if I was a big a badass as him, I'd be in don't-give-a-fuck mode.
Yeah, I'd be like beast mode over your ass. And like, oh, this is my face. You know,
it's like, ooh, you're the form, chunk. Ooh, your head's chopped in half.
Who wins that one? I wonder.
Oh, tree.
Yeah.
But how come all the people living there, they don't... And what the hell is he running after? And how come no one noticed this before? How
yeah.
obvious is a giant tin shack in the frickin' woods?
And you know what really throws me off? Is that I think the sheriff, this police dude bites it, right? In this scene?
Yeah.
Okay. What about that police car that's just sitting there on the side of the road? doing nothing, and nobody notices it.
Yeah. And why doesn't Jason take the damn gun?
That's a great question. Sorry about that.
I mean, I like Evan in Friday 13. He just grabs a gun, and they're like, we're going to catch you now. Oh, yeah. Blam, 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 blam.
Mm-hmm. That's his poopy.
Why would you have a toilet in your house you can't flush?
I would not like it. Not like it at all.
Open door in a slowly dramatic fashion. Never notice the squeaky floor.
Yeah, I never do notice.
Every time.
Ah.
That's why.
Oh, turn like with a long sleeve shirt. Jeez. That is so 80s.
Ring my bell.
Are you there, Steve? Steve, are you there? Okay, well,
hello, everybody. We're back, and sorry for the dead space. And we're back. I'm going to get Doc back here in a minute.
I'm back. I'm here. Can you hear me, Steve? Steve, can
yeah.
you hear me? Okay, I'm here. I actually don't think I ever will.
I told you, man, not to push the damn button. Next time I tell you, don't touch the fucking button. Don't touch the fucking button.
It was spooky. It was spooky.
I know the button's spooky. Oh, never mind. Hey, look. Redneck Casino.
And they actually spelled the word right. Excellent. Excellent.
And they just said 3 minutes ago before we got cut off, who the fuck made this shit? Honestly, that's what I got to say about this movie.
Yeah.
Never mind, you're just the best part of the movie. God bless
yeah.
Friday the 13th, well, the early ones, not the later ones, for having one scene where the girl's guaranteed to get full bare arm, barefoot naked.
And go swimming.
Hey, nothing wrong with night swimming. Seriously.
I know. I've done before.
Oh, dear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. Do not fucking arm wrestle a guy in a wheelchair.
Yeah. There's a lot of upper body strength there.
pussy.
Excuse me? I have things to do?
See, I love it. He's in a wheelchair, and she doesn't give a shit. Oh, God, those were so cool.
Yeah, they were.
This is how we played two-player games back in the day.
Yeah. This is before Game Boy. This is before all sorts of... This is before Tiger Electronics with their little LCD games and everything.
Don't ever mention that name on my show again.
Game Boy?
No, Tiger Electronics.
Yeah,
Jason doesn't do that, right?
No, he doesn't play video games.
Jason don't take her clothes, right?
No, man, he don't.
Because if he did, that'd be some of the funniest shit ever.
Oh, my God, yeah. I would laugh so hard at that.
And look, the R-rated movie was a full frontal shot.
I don't know that looks.
Oh, you give her
asshole.
A bitch, you son of a bitch. I mean, that's
yeah.
A nice gentlemanly thing to do.
He's supposed to be the real swinger, huh?
Yeah.
I would let him stay up there a little bit longer.
Hang out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell you think you are throwing your towel in my face, asshole? Isn't that just rude?
Sure was. I love that.
Let it make the suspense grows.
This is one of the easiest kills ever.
Oh my God, did you notice that? He cut his throat with the flat of the freaking machete.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. That machete curved the wrong way.
And I thought I was incompetent. I tried stabbing somebody with a gun once. Didn't work.
So I fire a brick to a gunfight.
Is it me, or is that the least amount of blood from a throat slashing ever? And her cut and her killing was just your basic knife in the gut, standing fighting the 13th thing, but they cut it completely the fuck out.
Yeah, and you are correct, Steve. There should be a lot more blood,
oh,
like
that's,
a huge pool.
That's how Carl would look in the 1980s playing guitar, guys. To be honest, doesn't that remind you of Carl from the pictures you've seen?
Definitely the shirt does.
Purple guitar.
Yeah, the shirt definitely does. I I would laugh so hard, she just bopped one of those bottles into his eye socket. Game over, man. Oh, like a copper pinball machine.
Why do we always do that to our friends? Wait till they get real drunk and then City Girl likes them just so they'll fucking bomb out and we laugh at them.
Dude, there's a Kiss pinball machine in the background and a Topaz. That is freaking awesome.
Oh,
that
yeah. I played the hell out of that Kiss pinball back in the 80s. It was cool.
Me too. And, you know, if you actually had the Kiss pin isn't as rare as the Topaz because there was a mass following of Kiss when I made a ton of them.
Yeah, the Kiss one isn't that valuable, but the Topaz, I think, is.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the exact counts of how many to produce, but it definitely wasn't that much.
Poor Jason. He never went to school. He never had any friends. Cliff Notes for stupid people. Why the hell do we have to stop the film for 3 minutes for a psychological breakdown on why Jason is pissed?
For fluff.
I will say, after this, I want to find every Friday the 13th fan, except maybe you, Doc, who likes this movie and slap the shit out of them.
I'll be honest with you, it's not that bad, but it's not that good. It's like mediocre.
Yeah. I mean, really, Jason don't get into gear until the third film, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much Jason pervert cam in this.
Jason, you're naughty, naughty boy.
Hey, if they ain't closing the windows, that's ass. Yeah, that's my man there. Even when he's getting up after making out with a girl before he's going to get some, he's making sure his hat don't fall off. That makes me wish it's arrived so we get to see him running away from Jason in the final reels with his hat, holding his hat on his head.
You'd be hysterical. Yeah. You know, I actually know a gentleman who was paralyzed in a motorcycle accident. Anyway, he's doing well. Now, is that just a rear end of a turkey over there in the wall? Okay.
That's how I set romance, man. I play harmonica. Nothing like hobo music to make the girls go crazy.
Oh, my God. That was good.
Oh, my God. That's why he dies. That's why he dies.
Because of the hobo music?
No, he takes his hat off.
Oh, yeah. It's a hat of invincibility.
Yeah. Well, and this kill right here is one of the more explicit ones stolen from Mario Bava's Twitch of the Death Nerve, a.k.a. Bay of Blood, a.k.a. 10 or 20 other different titles. Most of the kills in this movie are just stole completely from that damn movie.
Yeah, that movie's Bay of Blood or Twitch of the Death Nerve. It's got like 12 titles, depending on which release you get, which company, which region you're in. It's crazy.
And it's a very good, nasty, brutal little movie.
I think I got a Blu-ray of it someplace. I think I bought it like 2 or 3 years ago at Monster Bash. I don't remember where it is exactly, but
But, yeah, I mean, there's so many kills stolen from this. There's so many shots of women taking off their bras and shirts in this movie. I think we should have a drinking game. Every time a girl shows a bra or shows up in a bikini, we take a shot.
Yeah. And what is with
four half shots. I don't want to die of alcohol poisoning.
If I did a shot or half shot every time, I'd be on the floor.
And she had white weegans.
What?
Those ugly-ass white shoes she has. Same ones that Bruce Campbell was forced to wear in Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah. Those look like loafers. I gotcha.
Okay, here's me saying thing. Any girl who wants me to perform a certain sex act upon her, if you want me to enjoy it and you to enjoy it, don't spray perfume on your hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
I don't want alcohol in my mouth.
Yeah, and, you know, trigger allergies and all that stuff.
Thank you, Steve Miner, for this beautiful shot that shows the artistic integrity of your intentions. This reminds me of the artistic fashions and why did she get some? Is that a candle or something she's going to use for something naughty later?
That's a brush.
I don't think I want to know. And how come Amy Steele is so scared of him? Look at this shit. The wall. It isn't what I'm going to fight. It isn't if I'm going to fuck up Jason. It's what I'm going to fuck him up with.
I know you got an axe back there. You got all sorts of stuff in your cranky
axe, you got saw. You got some tongs.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you got a pitchfork in there, too. I have never been
and
to a home.
And here's a kill that was heavily
else.
Censored. And since this movie is about stupidity and its commentary, why was this kill heavily censored?
Because he's an old... in Fangoria magazines that came out around this time, they actually showed the whole scene, frame by frame. It's a hell of a lot more violent than this.
They thought, it's a whole lot longer, too. And they said, we can't have him killed that way. People in wheelchairs will be offended. Disabled people would be offended. No.
Yeah. In the uncut version, you actually watch him go down all of the stairs, not just the first set.
Yeah, I mean, it's nasty as hell, but saying that's too brutal? Oh, you spookies. Is that an
actual
way to use the word?
Yeah. Jason's really the spearhead of an anti-sex campaign.
Yeah, this is the nastiest kill that they stole from Bay of Blood.
Yeah. But he said he's spearheading his own campaign against sex.
I'm so happy. I miss my hat, though.
Your hat is the only thing that's keeping you alive, child. not from her tongue.
Hey, you lost your spear. Oh, shit. Now, that one was brutal as hell. You didn't get to see him squirm on the spear, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more squirming and a little bit more screaming with that one. That's a whole of the uncut version.
I love it. Those, everybody's going to go home. They all have sex stuff, except for him. This guy couldn't get laid anywhere. This guy can get laid as much as I can.
You know, I bet you have a higher chance than he does. I bet you do.
Barely. Barely. I love it. When the movie calls for it, the car starts up perfectly.
Oh, of course. A little trivia fact about those old Volkswagens is that the heater was actually gasoline-powered.
Yeah.
And sometimes they caught on fire, which is really, really bad.
How come she just comes in from the pouring rain? He was under a rain umbrella, and her sweater or her hair is not wet.
Mm-hmm.
That is a badass umbrella.
And when did she get pants on?
We're all gone. We went to town without you because you're an asshole.
You know, I love how this is an old joke. You know, I love how these people go, hello. But the killer's going to say, hey, I'm in the kitchen making a sandwich. Want one?
Hey, this is one of the most beautiful entrances I've seen to a killer ever. Someone that's so good that how many films have you seen rip off this thing's pacing?
An absolute ton.
And there he is, Sackhead Jason. There shouldn't be Pillowcase Head.
Well, it's Pillowcase now, but later it's Sackhead.
Okay. It's still amazing what they let him get away with in the early 80s in R-rated movies.
Yeah, it is.
What?
It definitely is. They got away with so much more back in the 70s and 80s. I mean, you know, if you ever tried to remake The Exorcist to the point where, I don't suggest anybody does it, but to the point where how horrified the spectator, you know, people wanted to go see it in the 70s were, you know, for nowadays, it would be too much.
See, there's those ugly ass Ouijans.
Yeah. I thought you were... when you said ugly-ass Ouijans, I thought you were making a Norwegian joke, but you're not. But anyway.
No, I don't fuck around when it comes to my ugly shoes. How come he just drug a bloody body downstairs and there's no damn blood?
And there's
blood?
No blood. Yeah.
Jason's a cleaning motherfucker. God, I wish I knew how he could just mop up a floor. Never mind. He just broke his... Man.
Whoopsie.
What do you think he's... That's why he comes back.
Now you got to clean all this stuff up.
Yeah, Jason... I've never seen Michael Myers do it or Leatherface, but Jason always makes sure he cleans up.
Well, Leatherface should probably clean up after dinner.
Yeah. Ooh, coke machine! bigger room in the house, I'd give me one of those old school coat machines just to show.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen things like this in certain adult films.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a fight scene or a romantic scene. I mean, I'm debating.
Hey there.
What in the world does she think? Why would you have two doors to the bathroom? Oh, that's a storage closet. Never mind.
I was thinking to myself, okay, if this large man can rip through teenagers just like that, you're actually going to think he can't make it through a window or a door? I mean, really? There you go.
Can bust through a glass window and not cut himself. Karate.
Karate. He's a tough mother jumper.
I don't think it was the part five where they did the whole exploding door thing with Jason. And that wasn't even Jason.
Yeah.
And then we get an NC-17 just on the amount of times they use the word fuck in this movie.
Yeah.
And here's why we'll be saying fuck.
Well, I would also be thinking to myself,
I'm on you, motherfucker. Start, you son of a motherfucking dick. I don't know anybody. Everybody loses their religion when their car won't turn over.
See there, kiddo, that's where you made another mistake. There's the canvas top offers no protection. I fall down, go boom. Yeah, even the Beatles had oh shit handles.
Yeah. If I had a pitchfork, I wouldn't even bother with the top of the car. I'd just bash in the damn windows.
Oh, yeah, the glass just would be done. Because it wasn't the safety glass that came out.
Oh, God, gunshot!
Oh,
God. See, look, we just found Jason's weak point. He's been shot.
Yeah.
He's been stabbed.
Gets in the junk? That'll do it.
Yeah. Oh. Don't you hate when someone properly closes their car?
Product placement. McDonald's. For some
How come Jason couldn't see the top of her damn head sticking over the bumper, damn it?
I don't know, but when he was moving around in the background, he reminded me of a Muppet. I don't know why. Just his movements were Muppet.
I mean, I just seen a Oh, that's why. Shit. Damn it. Where'd you go?
This is a pretty good cat and mouse.
The endless pain of existence as she runs toward a plane. ending. She doesn't know if it will ever end.
Impending doom.
Is she in there? No. That's me one of the dustiest damn floors I've ever seen in a movie.
Now, is this Jason's cabin or is this someone random's house?
No, this is the one. Hey, lady, you got any cheese? You got any peanut butter? Come on, lady. Lady. Hey, lady.
Hey, lady, with the cheese.
Yeah, with the cheese. Hey, how you doing? You got any cheese? Hey, you got any peanut butter? There's a fluid you rarely see in a Friday the 13th movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that ain't water, folks. Jason knows the difference between rat piss and human piss. He did a scientific study on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was one other very famous PC, and that was in Phantasm.
You stupid fuck. What do you... What is this, a pro wrestling match?
Yeah, really. No holds barred. Weapons allowed. 3 knockdowns.
Does that put Jason in the dumbass Hall of Fame, him standing on that little ass chair? And then it collapsing under him?
It does, but it also puts a lot of humor to the scene. Guaranteed. Now, logically speaking, if this dude just killed all your friends and you had a chainsaw and the opportunity to plunge it into his chest, wouldn't you have done so?
Yeah.
Just end the whole thing.
Well, let's just say you wouldn't have any connection. He wouldn't be able to come after me because I'd be cutting him legs off, to be sure.
Yep.
Look, that's how close to that motherfucking camp that shed is.
Yeah. And the fact that he's
got... And look, let's ruin it.
I'm thinking right of Valkyries right there. Dun 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 dun.
Picky about it. You do it
back in 80s. Ooh, good callback. Now, back in the '80s, when there was a Friday the 13th Nintendo game. And one of the things was that you went into a cave and you found Jason's mother's head. Well, you actually have to fight the head, which is bizarre to me.
If you didn't have a walkthrough to it, the Friday the 13th video game based on this movie is confusing piece of shit that just makes you want to throw the game against the wall and bust it.
But if you have
a walkthrough, you can beat the damn thing in under 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I know I shouldn't eat those mushrooms. Friday 13.2 sack at Jason is kind of stupid. I mean...
Yeah. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Mommy. Wait, you don't look like my Mommy. What the fuck? Bitch, you went through the game. Ow. Where the fuck did he come from?
But the little gore effects that they do have in this are actually pretty darn good. Like the wounds actually opening up and stuff.
This movie isn't that bad with all the gore effects put it back in. Basically, all it was filmed for was the money shots.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I mean, I actually saw somebody get hatchet to the leg once, and I know this is going to be really gruesome. I do apologize. But the wound actually opened up first, then the blood came. I was like, holy shit. Then we got into the hospital, but it was just like, wow. And I just got seriously reminded of that episode while watching this movie.
There's only one really good logical explanation why that didn't really hurt or kill him.
And that is?
That machete is rusty as shit.
Now he's got tetanus. I agree. We're going to get Voorhees' tetanus shot.
You know if this is the first movie that doesn't give us a good look at Jason? And the only one I think that doesn't, well, no, Jason goes to hell, he has a mask welded on his face. This and Jason goes to hell are the only one where it never really does show his face during the climax.
I would have burned the cabin. But then I could have put the forest to rest. Oh, well.
Care you, I'm your hero. Here comes one of the weirdest goddamn endings I have seen in any of these. What the hell? And the one that went around for about 4 or 5 years at convention saying he was the only one who played Jason in 2 was the guy who took the header through the window coming up here in a little bit. And in case you're missing a spoiler, oh, fuck you. You've probably seen this more than me and Doc put together. He did this like 3 second stunt, and then he started going to conventions saying he was the only Jason around, and then, let's just say it didn't end well when both of them were booked at the same convention.
Yeah, I actually did a marathon once of just sitting through every single one of the Friday 13th movies. Jason X was the one was the last one that had come out at the time. Oh, by the end of that marathon, I had a headache.
I did this on a Halloween when I actually picked all these up for like $3 a pop at Walmart.
Oh, the puppy! Half a puppy.
Yeah,
no,
even
puppy.
Jason knows the rules.
Yeah.
If you want
you
the person by now, you don't trust that motherfucking music. You're like, oh, you
It's me.
He grabs her. And she survives, the boyfriend disappears. The fuck? I always thought they cut out the last minute of this movie. You don't know how much it pissed me off that they intended it to end like this.
Yeah, where the hell is Paul?
And the dog.
And how'd the paramedics get called?
Speaking of goofy, stupid shots, could you tell us a real head, a real human right there?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. I thought the eyes opened.
Okay, that was a movie. It was 80 minutes. I will never understand why the hell. There he is. Jason stunt double, Steve Daskowitz. He was going around the con saying he was the only one. And the only reason
that
Penn didn't do that stunt is because he had a previous booking and he was already worked out, you know what I mean, worked out.
Yep. Now, I actually really enjoy this movie just because of how cheesy it is. It's not, definitely not a good Friday the 13th, but it's entertaining enough.
No one probably will catch two tons of shit from the fans for it, but I will never understand what I say. There's so many people say, oh, 2 was the best one. 2 was my favorite. 2 was the best one. No.
It was fun, though. I mean, I enjoy bad films to a point. And this is within that grace area of it. Being enjoyable, but still bad. All right.
And okay, don't forget Sunday under Steve's Video Store, we're going to have the great Julianne Philpott talk about hers, and the one and the only Miss Jean Silver. And her and Carl's got something planned called Talking Latin, and I don't know whether to be happy or scared. What do you say?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I've actually been really, really dying to meet Miss Silver, especially after I heard that podcast, the show that you guys had on, was on before. And definitely coming next week. Well, if we can put it in there, Steve, I'd like to do a show on a Friday, and so we can finally finish off the animation. We'll do that definitely. Not today.
Animation
but next
part
Friday.
2. And Tuesday is going to be Carl with his TV 2. And the week after that will be David DeVal. The guy who pretty much is known about everybody. That's going to be fun.
Yes. Awesome.
And coming soon, we're going to have Aliens. Yeah, we get that done. And coming up soon after this, I think it'll be about 10:30 maybe, we will have the second part of our Friday the 13th double feature, Friday the 13th Part 5, A New Beginning.
Excellent.
And again, thank you to all of our new, what did you want to say, Don?
I was just saying excellent. And also thank you to our new listeners.
Thank you to our new victims. I mean, listeners. Yeah.
Excellent. we do have a good time on this podcast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I think that wraps it up for the night. For this
episode. Wraps it up tonight, because I forgot how short this movie is. 1 hour and about 20 minutes without credits.
Without the flashbacks.
Yeah.
Without the flashbacks.
Oh, it's probably not even an hour without the damn flashbacks.
Yep.
And now you see why they don't show this one on TV much, because, goddamn, you cut out all the kills, but now there's no movie.
Yeah. It's not much of anything. Well, that was, I definitely enjoyed myself. That's for sure.
Yeah, me too. And again, happy Friday the 13th, everybody. Thank you, and
happy Friday the
13th. Good night.
And one thing
night,
before
everybody.
We go,
okay,
Friday
go
the
ahead.
13th isn't bad. Friday the 13th is not always a bad thing. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Open the circuit.
Blood chamber pressure increased. It's at full.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Blue Magneto's right. There's a war coming.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You sure you're on the right side?
Hasta la vista, baby.